I'm Eric Schaefer. I've got a 2-year-old and a 5-year-old daughter. We're going to talk about what it's like to be a parent through my brain, how to be a better lover to my significant other. In my case, it's a wife. And how I'm going to be the best parent to these two gorgeous children of God that I have. By God, I mean the non-denominational spiritual God, whatever you want to call it. It's my belief that, like Mike Tyson said, Joe Louis said at first, everyone has a plan until they get punched in the face. That's what parenting is like. So that's what this podcast is going to be like. I'm going to have a theme. I'm going to have an idea. I'm going to have a main topic. But then, like parenting is a complete shit show from your design, we're gonna diverge a little bit, but it all has to do with parenting. It all has to do with the thing. Welcome back. Again, I have to apologize for it being a couple weeks. You know, I'm trying to knock these out one a week, but I just, listen, if you have a 2-year-old and a 5-year-old like I do, and a significant other and a life and a job and trying desperately not to be so fat, your heart explodes before your kids get to fucking high school, so you're trying to work out. You know, it's hard. It's hard to find even 30 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever these are going to be, to pull them off. So the last 10 days, I plan to sit down and do one every day. Pink eye, eclipse, whatever, right? Both kids sick, not sick. So today we're going to talk about, I want to stay on this idea that, you know, I bring myself to my parenting. So the point of view I have that day is a direct result of what's going on in my life. And the number one contributing factor to that is how my relationship is with my wife. So last episode, you know, she gave me this resentment list. We went over it, you and I, before I even talked about it with her. I talked about it with her. She was half joking, half not, that like, oh great, now I'm gonna have to tell my therapist that, you know, I gave my husband my resentment list and he made a podcast out of it and didn't even talk to me about it. But that's not fully true. Yes, it's true, I made the podcast first, but then we did talk about it. And as I told you guys, I conceded, she had a lot of good points. I'm gonna try to do better on all those things. But I want to piggyback on last week's episode about that. My wife and I might very well have the greatest relationship overall of any couple who are as bad at communicating as we are. My wife and I are like, okay, I've written like my leading ladies in my movies and TV shows for 30 fucking years. And they're always like finishing my sentences and they're the quipping and the banter. Listen, I wrote a list of all the things I wanted in my soulmate. My wife are the most important three. She's like, her soul, her essence is kooky and spirited, she's kind, and she's healthy of mind, body, and spirit. Those were the three most important. But a lot of personality traits and stuff, and she's really funny and I like her a lot. We have a lot of fun together. But a lot of personality traits, quite honestly, weren't checks in boxes on the list. That's just my experience. And so one of them, so not only does she not finish my sentences, our brains think so diametrically oppositely that it's hard. It's astonishing that we can even communicate well enough to get the kids out of that, to live our lives. For instance, we're in the supermarket last week. We're shopping. I say, I got to go to the bathroom. So I go off to the bathroom. There's a woman there, kind of like my wife's age, like maybe 40. She's waiting outside the one bathroom door. She's standing right in front of it. There's nothing else there to wait for, right? So if you're standing outside this door, presumably you're waiting to go to the bathroom. She's looking down at her phone, of course. I can't judge that. I would be too. with a. So I say to her, ma'am, are you waiting? And she responds, there's someone in there, without looking at me, just looking at her phone. Okay, so already I start getting a little annoyed because that's not the answer to my question, right? I know someone's in there, or she wouldn't be standing there waiting. So I say, are you, ma'am, are you waiting? She says, there's someone in there. I take a beat, squash my heightening annoyance, and I nicely again say, but are you waiting? And she said, yeah, for the person that's in there to come out. Okay, so now I'm about to like, I mean, so then I say, okay, so you're not waiting to go into the bathroom after the person you're waiting for comes out, right? And she goes, nope. So the lady comes out, it seems like a person who's her mother, a minute later, and I go in. How fucking annoying was that lady in that conversation? Can we just, life is too fucking short. Just say what you mean and mean what you say, right? I mean, that all could have been avoided if I just go, if I say, hi, ma'am, are you waiting? No, I'm not. End of the conversation. No, I'm not waiting. I'm not waiting for the bathroom. So, of course, I understand that when she says I'm waiting for the person to come out, I could easily assimilate that that means she's not going to go in. She's just waiting for the person that's in there. Of course, I could do that. But why do I want to have to try to figure out what the fuck she's talking about? Why can't you just tell me? It's so passive aggressive, right? So I didn't even know what it is. It's just like wanting me to spin in the wind. And so I go back to my wife and I say, honey, what would you do if you had to go to the bathroom and you walk up to the bathroom? You be me be you. We're standing in the aisle, right, with the paper towels or whatever it is. And she's like, she doesn't even want to talk about this because she doesn't like to deconstruct and break down the kind of micro that I do. That's one thing. She doesn't even like that. She just wants to get to the point. And I can appreciate that too because that's my whole anger at this lady was, can we just get to the point? So, but I said, honey, just humor me. I'm me, you're me, I'm this lady. You come up and you say, you know, hi, ma'am, are you waiting? And then I said that the lady said, there's someone in there. And I said, honey, to my wife, what would you say that? And she said, my wife said, I would just go, oh, okay. And I said, and you'd wait? You'd say, oh, okay, and stand there and wait? She said, yeah. I said, wow, that's interesting. Okay. She's like, yeah, because I don't want to, I don't know, I don't even think it's a confrontation like she told me. Yes. She said, there's someone in there. So I would assume that there's someone in there and that lady's either going to go in next and then I'll wait. I said, okay, so then when the woman who's in there came out and she met the woman you talked to who was standing there and they just went their merry way, you'd think, oh, I guess she doesn't want to go in. She's just waiting for that lady. She'd say, no, I'd say, do you want to go in next? And if then the lady said, oh, no, I was just waiting for this, my mother, then I'd go in. I said, okay, listen, that's reasonable. That's reasonable. Then you have a happy life, right? You don't resent the lady. You don't resent anybody. You're not telling the story to me. You just, right? Like, I get it. I get that that's a completely rational, reasonable way to behave, my wife's take on it. But anyway, that just goes to show you how differently my wife and I communicate. So then we're walking in. My wife and I are walking in somewhere the next day to some event or something. And my wife got me for Christmas these great running sneakers. Running shoes that she loves. It's a brand she always buys. I never bought them before. They're a fancy special version of the kind that she buys. I never really heard of them, right? So it's all about my wife. These running shoes are all about my wife. And she got me a great pair in Christmas, like 6 months ago. So we're walking into this event. My wife looks at me and then looks down at my feet and looks at my shoes, the ones she got me that are all about her. And she goes, how do you like my footwear? And I said, well, they're fine. I mean, I do like them. They're very cushiony to walk in or run in. And she said, no, I meant what I'm wearing, my sandals. I'm like, how am I supposed to? Why would you were talking about? You looked at my shoes, and she said, yeah, but I said, how do you like my footwear? And I said, yeah, but that's a colloquial thing. Like, if I bought you the same jacket that I have, and you said, I love your jacket, I said, well, I'll get you one. And I get you my same exact jacket, and then I look at you one day and say, how do you like my jacket? Right? The terminology means, even though I said my jacket, I mean my jacket that I bought for you. I think most people would take it that way. So I said, so when you looked at my feet, and you didn't look at your own feet and say, how do you like my footwear? You looked at my feet and say, how do you like my footwear? And my footwear was the footwear you got me that's your footwear that you bought for me. This is what I'm trying to talk about. Like, our brains are not on the same, in sync. We're not a boy band, our brains. I gotta throw in some dad humor. That's so bad. Terrible dad jokes. So that's about the stuff like that. Quite honestly, all joking aside, other than the thing that my wife stuffs a lot of her feelings down, which I can't do anything about and she's getting better about, when she doesn't stuff them down, about the big important things, I think we actually communicate very well. You know, one such thing happened before the list she gave me, actually, and was solved before the list. We were sitting, I always wake up like an hour and a half after my wife. She gets up first with both kids. I go to bed later than her. She goes to bed at 7:30. She's out. I go to bed at 10. I like to watch TV for a couple hours to decompress. I go to bed. She wakes up with the kids, and then I come down like an hour and a half later. So my wife has mentioned over the few years that we've had kids, like how she'd really love it if I woke up with her earlier. We sleep in different beds since the kids came, just because logistically, that's a whole nother story with the kids and sleeping and getting sleep. And the five-year-old gets up in the night and goes and sleeps with her. I'm upstairs next to the baby. So if we hear her cry, I can get her. It's like a whole thing. Anyway, so I'm like, listen, I have a willingness to get up earlier. Listen, before I was a dad, I thought, because she said, listen, you sleep late. Like, you know, with a kid, it's going to be different. I said, yeah, I know that. And I'm totally prepared for that. Even though my whole life, I slept anywhere from like, I went to bed at 3 a.m. and woke up at noon. At the earliest, I'd go to bed at like 1 in the morning and wake up at 9. Like, I've never, ever been an early person, except when I'm on a yoga retreat. We get up at the crack of dawn and go for a do yoga at sunrise, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna do this the rest of my life. I'm sleeping my whole life away. And I get home, and within a week, I'm back on my normal schedule. Just my body clock. I said, I know, that'll all be different. I get it. And I did all that, and now that I'm a dad, I get up at 5 a.m. I get it. I'm not talking about through the night with feedings and stuff. That's of course. And I did do that. But surprise, surprise, that I have sort of tried to go back to my, wake up later thing. So she said, I'd really like it if you'd wake up earlier. So I said, I want to. I would do it for 1 or 2 days, and I'd stop and go back. And she'd be so happy and nice and loving and like give me all the things, which are very little, that I ask of her to feel loved, just as a look, a good morning, a smile, which are hard for her. And I get it when she's been in the battle for an hour and a half with kids that are, you know, even when they're great, they're still a handful. She would give me those things. And I thought, oh, look at that. I give her something that is important to her, and I get this wonderful reinforcement of things that I like, this smile and this love. But I would go back to waking up late. So she brought it up again like a couple months ago, and this time she had a seriousness and kind of a sadness, and she started crying and saying, you know, I just didn't know it was going to be like this. And she's the greatest mother in the world, the greatest. But I get it. And that really touched me and made me emotional, because I love my kids more than anything. And the whole design behind this podcast, which was you're a great parent, even though you're afraid you suck. Like, I thought I'd be the best dad in the world, hands down. Most fun all the time. I'm not. I am majorly fallible. I'm desperately trying to get better so I don't ruin my kids. Listen, I have plenty of positives, but like nowhere near the greatest dad in the world or the greatest dad that I thought I would be. So, you know, I didn't think it was going to be like this. That really hit a chord in me. And seeing my wife cry just gutted me. I've been with my wife for 7 years. I've seen her cry three times. Okay, three times. Once when Emmy was born, once when Story was born, and once when I agreed to take Viagra. I'm not even kidding. The three times she's cried. When the kids were born, when I finally agreed I'd take Viagra. So I said, listen, I want our relationship to get better, and I want you to not sit in a car weeping, all twisted up, saying, I didn't think it was going to be like this. I don't know if I can do it. I don't, I'll do whatever I have to do. So I started getting up early that next morning, and it's been 3 months, and I've gotten up every day at 6:30 in the morning before my wife with the kids. And I think it's made a big difference. She's much happier. I'm much happier. I get to be with my kids early and see them wake up in the morning. Daddy, daddy, I want daddy. So that's how we communicate about important stuff. Notwithstanding the complete miss we have on 99% of our daily interactions, on the important stuff, I think we do pretty well. So that's my two cents on that. You know, and I encourage any of you who want a better relationship with your kids to get a better relationship with your significant other. And the way I do that is, you know, by really listening and then changing based on what they need to the best of my ability. So that's that. I got to pick up the girls now at school. Next week, I want to stay on this theme of, you know, happy life, happy wife is the joke headline, but that doesn't mean just acquiescing and saying yes to you. It means really listening. So piggyback on that and talk about why I had always believed and still sort of do that the fact that I bring in all the money in the relationship afforded me the ability to sleep an extra 2 hours.